You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
In a world filled with chaos and confusion, in an echo chamber filled with lies and deception, comes a ray of light. Live from Madison, Wisconsin, it's John and Gordy in the morning on 92.7 WMDX.
Oh, man. Oh, boy, am I feeling good today.
Oh, baby.
Woo-wee.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, it's Thursday.
Yeah.
Hey. Wow.
This is the big day.
Can't wait.
Oh, this is going to be just one of the best days I'm ever going to have. I know it. I can feel it right away. It's just a feeling that I have. Oh, my gosh. Yes.
Wow.
Finally.
Yeah? What are we going to? What's the big occasion?
The Supreme Court said that the tariffs are a tax, and I cannot wait to talk to our first mega. Anyone out there, a mega calling us up, please, you sucker, you, ass kicking. All I can say is that it was a tax. We all knew it was a tax, except for mega, and they. Allow themselves to be taxed.
They're in denial.
Yeah. I mean, look at what Trump is doing. He's getting even with those countries. He's getting even. He can't do it, but he's getting even with them. But, it's just that they want to get even with everybody.
Mm-hmm.
They want to take it out on everybody, and everybody is lower class than they are. And this is the greatest day ever, knowing now that they've been suckered into this thing, that they're paying taxes, and all of these moments where Trump is bragging about, oh, we've made $1 trillion in tariffs. Woo! The government's just swimming in money. That's our money. That's our tax dollars, you dumbass. Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
Look at you people. What are the megas thinking? Oh, my God. This is the day they wake up. Wake up. I'm done.
Well, good morning.
Wow.
Okay.
Right.
That's it?
Well, I just...
You've just been hearing what the Supreme Court's talking about, and they all seem to be leaning in that
direction. Oh, my God. Are they?
Yeah.
No, they're really... They're determined. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
There is no question. Those tariffs are going away, and I don't even know... this is where I told you I'm going to sit back in my chair. I'm going to get some popcorn, sit in front of the TV set as he gives back trillions of dollars, and then our debt goes skyrocketing because of what he has done.
Okay.
This is a huge, gigantic mistake you can't afford to make when you're dealing with an entire country. Maybe you can do this to a casino in Atlanta. But not here, not the country. Oh, my gosh. This is just,
okay.
I'm just like ecstatic.
I can tell.
This is my day.
Scrape you off the ceiling here in a second. Good morning, John Peterson.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Good morning to everybody out there. This is the day we relish. All right.
Happy Thursday, November 6th. Yeah.
I've never seen him so happy
in my
life.
Good morning, Dominic.
Wow.
Good morning.
Yeah. I mean, I just can't wait to see this unfurl. This is just one of the greatest moments of my life.
Well, we'll be talking about it all with Jim Santel in our 7 o'clock hour and find out his take on everything.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm looking forward to that.
Kind of busting at the seams here. I really want to play Trump talking about giving back trillions of dollars. That's
really?
I think cut one the last cut or the second to last cut. Just look in there.
Okay,
you got it. You don't see it.
All right. Well, let's pace.
All right. Let's.
He's got it.
Oh, okay. Now we have it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's listen to Trump.
All right. Ruminate.
We've been successful because of the tariffs. It's given us a great power to negotiate with other countries that took advantage of us. Tremendous power. Also, it's brought in trillions of dollars into our country.
Taxes. Our taxes.
We have a big case brought by foreign governments.
No!
Because the foreign governments have been ripping us off for years. And it's now in the Supreme Court. That case is really important to win because it's made us a rich country. Oh. It's made us a rich country.
With our money.
Because I don't want to call it retribution, but we've been ripped off.
Trying to rebalance.
We've been ripped off for years by countries and by having presidents that were not smart in a business sense. I'm not saying they were good politicians, but they were stupid businessmen. Yeah. They allowed the world to rip us off.
What happens?
If we don't, that Supreme Court case is so important. And frankly, this economy, if we win the tariff case, which we should on the legal merits.
Well, what happens?
But on common sense merits, we would have to give back trillions of dollars.
To these countries.
What
can
you imagine?
All those deals,
we would have to give back trillions and trillions of dollars because we got it because of tariffs.
Oh, my.
Okay.
Well, that's going to be fun digging into our pockets, pulling out the lint and stuff and taking out of the last trillion-dollar pocket change that we had. Oh, my God.
Wow.
You know, I'm just, this is like, you know, Christmas early.
Okay,
let's go to the phone lines. We've got Matt on the line. Matt, what
Good morning,
have you
Matt.
Got to say about all of this?
Morning, guys. I am happy as well. I've watched Mam Dami's speech several times. It's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
The whole world has watched this and is celebrating the oncoming collapse of this white nationalist disgrace that is Trump and MAGA. I can't wait to see it implode. But, you know, the MAGA people will never admit to their bigotry, their idiocy, their ignorance.
They're financial they're financially dumb. You know, they just don't get it.
They're illiterate. They know nothing about money. And the evangelical church kind of grooms them to think that the wealthy are better than everyone else and should rule everybody. It's part of their doctrine. But I wanted to ask you guys, though, the reality of the world economy and American economy is that it will never be as good as the 90s. That was the end of growth, technically speaking. AI is a bubble. They're trying to replicate growth artificially. And when you consider that, and if that is the truth, which I believe it is, America will not stay together, I do not think. The white nationalists never wanted America. And my question for you guys is, what is the advantage, in your opinion, to trying to hold this together when you consider the future is not as economically vibrant for the country as a whole? And you consider the violence that will come with that if we do try to stay together.
Violence if we try to stay together. That's interesting. You know, I mentioned this yesterday that everything is kind of flip-flop now. It's kind of in reverse, isn't it? The MAGAs would carry their guns around saying that they want to be ready for a tyrannical government to rebel against it. And suddenly it's flipped. Trump is the tyrannical government, and now it's the liberals or the left that could obviously need to rebel and use those firearms. All right. So that's happened. And then I think, and I don't know how, you know, you got the idea that we might split up and everybody is going to go their separate ways for states. I think that we're going to absorb states. And we're going to make statehood D.C. and the Philippines, and we're going to actually Puerto Rico. We're going to get larger. I don't know how they're going to remanufacture the flags, but
well,
I was thinking,
a booming business.
Where are you going to put the 2-3 stars? Yeah. I have no idea. Anyway,
we'll figure that out.
It's a big problem coming up, but you know they. The idea is that they are holding all of this up because they want to get back at the Democrats. They don't want the Democrats to have a majority.
Mm-hmm.
So they've been holding up statehood. Isn't it the craziest thing?
Yeah.
Just so they don't have a permanent majority of the Democrats in the Senate because every state gets 2 senators. So they will lose the Senate for a long period of time if we adopt new states into the Union. So that's the only reason. It's not because they deserve to be states, you know, that they have citizens in those countries, but or, you know, whatever they call them.
Well, I'm not so worried about a civil war. I mean, if that's what we're talking about. I do think they'll be a leader, hopefully, a Democrat that steps up, that gives us hope for the future and brings us all back together again, as hard as that seems now to believe in. But I, you know, I we'll have to, of course, wait and see. But I don't see it really splitting up.
Yeah, I don't either. I just don't believe that that could ever happen. Yeah, there'll be enough opposition to anyone who tries to do something like that. I think the more likely scenario is possibly some states absorbing parts of other states.
Really? They can merge?
Yeah. Some states? Well, yeah, because some states, parts of California are very red, right? And they want to be absorbed.
Or well, I've always wondered
they want to leave California.
I've always wondered about North Dakota, South Dakota. I mean, why?
Yeah.
You're out in the middle of, you just know, basically nowhere.
Just say Dakota.
I mean, it's, they're both very symmetrical. Yes. You know, they're right next to each other. Why just, you know, just do one state there?
Just one big flat state.
I worry about those people.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's a good question.
It's sure it is. It's 17 minutes past the hour. Would you like to know the weather for today?
Yes.
Would you?
Yes, I would.
All right.
That's nice.
Yeah? Would you like to hear that again?
Could we?
Yeah, sure. WMDX weather.
Okay. All right.
It's chilly out there this morning. It's below freezing. It's 29 degrees
it
out
is?
There. Yeah.
That's ridiculous. It's cloudy. Can't be 29.
The high today around 56. Mm. And we'll see a mix of clouds and some sunshine. Yeah, it's going to be okay. All right. And,
I like the. In weather music.
Oh, damn.
That's great stuff.
It is. It's kind of soothing, isn't it?
Well, soothing, but it's like, you know, riveting, too. Yeah. You know?
Coming up in about 15 minutes, we'll talk to Tim Slecker. Mm-hmm. Busted educators busting people. Educated educators talking about education. That's what it is. Well, and Jim Santel will join us in our 7 o'clock hour.
Well, that sounds exciting.
We'll other than the Supreme Court stuff, you know, Sean Duffy, the transportation secretary, you know, the guy who's in charge of all the planes flying around.
Guy from Wisconsin, yeah.
Yeah. He's saying that they're going to have to cut back air traffic 10% at 40 different airports.
Well,
and so that's out there
because
we can't do it anymore. Things are all the air traffic controllers aren't getting paid.
Well,
you know, they'll get furloughed. Eventually they'll get paid, but they stick around. But a lot of them are not coming into work because they have to pay the rent and they're getting other jobs.
So was it a good idea to take government apart and fire everybody?
I wonder.
I don't know.
It doesn't seem like a good idea now, does it?
See, you know, it all comes back to haunt the administration now. They can't get anything done. Everything is falling apart around them, especially if there's just a little stress on the system.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the government shutdown and aviation, they have to keep up their employees and pay them. And
yeah.
Air traffic controllers, we had a shortage originally, and then they fired a bunch of them. God, they just, you know, this is truly an amazing thing to watch.
It is. All right.
I'm gonna come down a little bit.
Okay,
because,
you got a lot of sugar running through you. You got
I got that donut.
Super-powered donuts, and I think that's
it was donut day yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Todd Elbow brought him in.
Oh, boy. Well, we can blame him. 19 minutes past the hour, just getting going on a Thursday. It's John and Gordy. In the morning, WMDX.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
John and Gordy are waiting for you to call. Lines are open so you can call right now. 608-879-8255.
I'm singing that song all day long.
608-879-8255.
WMDX. It is John and Gordy in the morning. The Dom has the controls, and we're having one heck of a time this morning because the Supreme Court looks like they're going to overturn the power of the president, who thinks he can put tariffs in place all over the damn world. Here's the story. Trump wrote, South Korea has agreed to pay the U.S. $350 billion for a lowering of the tariff that they have to pay.
Okay.
Well.
Really? Okay.
Boom, right out the window. Yeah. And I never liked this idea of of forcing countries to pay money into our country. Yes. I'm just really uncomfortable with that. You know? Yeah. I mean, if they want to invest in this country, fine. If they don't, great, whatever. But this, forcing countries to pay dollars into our country, billions of $350 billion, to do what? Just so they get a lower tariff? This is strong man. This is mobster.
It's extortion
stuff. So I don't know. Why? How is this possible? Well, it won't be any longer. The Supreme Court, I think, will probably make a pretty quick decision on this thing.
Well, we've got a couple of comments here. One from, Mr. Blues Wolf says, the tariffs disrupted markets for several key industries. There was a major structural shift in global trade, proving difficult to reverse now.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah.
I mean, he's been putting all this stuff in place for 8 or 9 months.
Exactly.
And now everybody's going that direction and trying to figure out what to do. And now we're going to go back the other direction. It'd be very tough.
Okay. Yeah, I think Mark has a good point here. Yeah. Hey, Trump, you'd be giving the money back to the people who paid the tax, which you called a tariff.
Right.
The American people get it back.
Yes.
Foreign governments, no. They don't pay the tax.
They don't.
It just goes without saying, I guess. Let the megas go to the country they admire, Russia.
Well, if they could get a ticket to Russia from the airports, airport lines are backing up every day.
Yeah.
Apparently. So.
Yeah, this is crazy.
That's going to be a problem.
You can't imagine these guys, you know, hearing about the Supreme Court arguments. Mm-hmm. Knowing that the tariffs will all be rejected and turned away.
Right.
Knowing that, and they're told by the conservative justices, that the tariffs are a tax on the American people.
Yeah.
and they'll have to realize that they've been paying a tax all along on everything they buy. And Trump is out there bragging about how much money these taxes, these unrepresentative taxes, are flowing into the government from you and me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're living it up at Mar-a-Lago and, having parties, Halloween parties.
It's
and,
just amazing.
Money's flowing through. Yeah. Meanwhile, the government's still shut down. SNAP benefits apparently have not been delivered yet, even though they said they'd do maybe half of them for November, but there's been no word if that's actually happening.
And then, of course, you know, Trump's saying that he's going to defy the court order.
Yeah.
Right? But they're still going to at least provide half of the SNAP program.
Well, maybe they got a wake-up call with the elections and the results. I doubt it.
No. You know, you hear Mike Johnson talk about it. What a piece of work this guy
is. Get the button ready.
I read the story where he said, well, after the election, you'll know the Democrats are going to come running back saying we got to open up the government because apparently not everybody's buying into their argument to shut the government down. Mm. Well, how about that?
How about
that? Turned out just the opposite, didn't Mike? Uh-huh. Oh, now Mike is saying that, these are typically blue areas anyway, so we didn't expect anything different.
Right. Yeah, and Trump wasn't on the ballot.
What? Oh, God.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Go with that. Hey, John, we want to mention that the Dane County Humane Society has a special pet food drive. It started up yesterday. It's going through tomorrow. They're in need of pet food. So if you would like to help out, you can go there today to their main location from 10 a.m. till 6 p.m. at the barn at Dane County Humane Society. That's at 5132 Voges Road there. So help out those pets and make a donation.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Sounds like a good thing to do.
Absolutely.
Everybody's running out of food.
Well, and that includes, you know, the pets.
This is late stage capitalism, folks. This is what it does to you. Enjoy.
Okay. We'll ride it out.
The free market.
Yeah. Ride it out.
Yeah. Well, you know, the House Republicans are saying that the GOP lost big on Tuesday because its voters are just happy with the way things are now. They didn't have to go out and vote. They stayed home.
Okay.
That's why.
That's
why the Democrats, you know, plowed through and won all the elections.
Mm-hmm. Did well in Virginia and New Jersey and New York. Yeah.
They're happy
big
with
time.
What's happening.
Yeah.
Okay. That's why they lost.
Straight ahead, we've got the Midwest Food and Farm Report with Pam Yonke and her crew there. And then when we come back, we'll talk to Tim Slecker from Busted Pencils.
I'd really like to stay. It's a lovely day today, and whatever you've got to do, I'd be so happy to be doing it with you. But if you've got something that must be done, and it can only be done by one, there is nothing more to say, except it's a lovely day for saying it's a lovely day. Except it's a lovely day for saying it's a lovely day.
As the 21st century began, human evolution was at a turning point. Intelligence continued to decline until humanity was incapable of solving even its most basic problems.
The inner machinations of my mind are an enigma.
No! You dense, irritating, miniature beast of burden!
Idiocracy.
For the smartest guy in the world, you're pretty dumb sometimes.
All the time and every time.
Good morning.
All right.
It is a Thursday, November 6th. John Peterson, Gordy Young, 92.7 WMDX, 635.
Where's Tim?
Do we not have Tim Slecker this
morning?
Good
question. Yeah, I'm going to contact him. Let
maybe
him know
he's having some technical difficulties.
Could be.
Not sure.
Maybe he's sick, too.
Yeah, you know, Dom's really under the weather. He really shouldn't be here
right.
this morning.
Yeah,
he's walking around.
You're confined to your room, mate.
You look very pale.
They're not letting me into the studio, guys. So.
I think you're feverish.
Yeah, stay away.
Yeah. Yeah, somehow I messed up this morning.
Yeah, what is the thing with you?
Well, I forgot my cell phone this morning. You know, it's happened.
You're a little discombobulated.
I am, I forgot to take my early morning meds, so I'm walking around
what
like a zombie.
You know what happened?
I got a new TV.
Yes, your
ginormous TV. Thanks to you, John Peterson.
That's right.
Yeah, yes.
you
donated
a 75-inch TV screen in your living room now.
It's enormous. Yeah, I had that thing on.
Yeah,
I think it's mesmerized me a little bit. I've got all these waves of going through my brain cells.
Yeah.
Enormous. Radiation probably
That's
coming
right.
off of the TV.
Now you know why when you see, you know, these people buying these big screen TVs
right?
out at the store and they're hauling them out to their cars.
Yeah.
It's because they're addicted.
Ah.
They're addicted to the big screen TV. They have
Maybe
to have
it
in front of them.
So I was kind of, I guess.
Pretty cool, though, isn't it?
You have very cool.
A Roku player now.
Yes,
and,
I do.
Everything is all hooked
it's
up
all
and ready
set
to
up.
Go.
Yeah, yeah. It's really cool. But yeah, I had it on all last night. And
here's the thing:
this morning,
I didn't want to tell
walking
you.
Around in a daze.
I didn't want to tell you this, but as we were watching your little tiny TV set in your living room,
not that tiny.
I was thinking to myself, this isn't even 1080p. You know, I mean it was not real clear.
Hmm.
So I think this big TV is going to be a lot clearer for you.
Yeah. Didn't need it anymore because you have, I don't know, you have a warehouse full of TVs. So all this electronic equipment.
Keep going through TVs. I don't know what it is.
Hauling that thing out of your basement, going up those steps backwards. Oh, man.
Those old TVs are pretty heavy.
Heavy. Oh, man.
But,
it's great.
Yeah.
It's terrific.
I think it'll look good in your living room.
I'm a little dazed. Okay.
Almost had it as part of your car. There wasn't anybody around to haul it out of his car.
Well, lucky a neighbor who was moving out saw the dilemma that I was in, and he goes, "Oh, you need a little help?" And I said, "Yeah."
Yeah, and it was the size of Paul Bunyan, so it helped.
Yes, it was perfect. Yeah.
You asked me, and I unfortunately totally ignored you, and I'm sorry about that, Gordy.
Meetings.
I was.
You have a lot of meetings to go to, so. That's understandable.
Well, welcome to the 21st century, Gordy.
Yeah,
the monitors
great.
He had, I don't know, they were pretty blurry. And I thought, well, okay.
Well, thank you for the donation.
Yeah.
But your sons are each, you got a son living downstairs and a son living upstairs. How many TVs do they have? You got TVs all over the house.
When they got their apartments, I bought them each an OLED TV.
Okay.
Yeah, so an LG OLEDs. They have, I think they have 50-inch TVs, and each one of them enjoys the perfect picture, never goes wrong.
Well, now that I got this new big TV, you're going to come over to my place more often now?
Oh, all the time now.
Oh, sure.
Are you kidding? Look, your TV is bigger than mine. I got to come over and watch TV now.
All right. It is 6:39. Let's check the weather.
WMDX weather with Cody Young.
All right. It's starting out cloudy this morning, 29 degrees, and some of those clouds are already clearing. High today around 56. All right.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but it's cold this morning, 29.
All right, let's get to something I thought a little lesson here on fascism, okay?
Okay.
Weird, twisted lies about fascism have a very strong hold on the mega community. Mm. So much so that the administration could actually declare that those who are fighting against fascism are the terrorists. I mean, they're waking up this morning knowing now that the tariffs are actually a tax on them. And this might make their day, right? Now they'll find out that fascism is not so good. Megas have been told, and now they think, that socialism is fascism. If you can, if you can wrap your head around that concept at all.
Okay.
Now, here is a ridiculous right-wing media host equating immigration to fascism. You have to listen to it. It's unbelievable. Let's check it out. This is cut 15. All right.
Okay.
Let's listen.
We do not want to do anything to encourage more illegal immigration into this country.
We simply cannot allow people to pour into the United States undetected, undocumented, and circumventing the line of people who are waiting patiently, diligently, and lawfully to become immigrants in this country.
Have you heard so much fascism in one select soundbite?
Huh? What?
I didn't know Obama was a fascist until I saw that today.
What's fascist?
Obama. Fascist. Now ICE officers are the Gestapo. Immigration facilities are concentration camps. Trump is Hitler. That's how it is now.
Okay, now, did you get that? You know, immigration is fascism. He played a couple of cuts, Hillary and Obama, saying that you have to get in line. Illegal immigration is a bad thing. We get it. They thought that. Everybody thinks that. We want everybody to come in the right way. But at the same time, we're not updating the immigration policy. And we have to do that in order to accommodate a lot of the workforce that we have in this country that we really do need these immigrants to come in here, work, earn their citizenship, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, that guy, I don't know where he came up with that, but immigration is fascism. All right. So anyway, let's get a little lesson here. Fascism originated in Italy with Benito Mussolini in 1919. All right. Mussolini's black shirt parliamentarians used violence and intimidation to suppress political opponents, particularly socialists and communists. See, they went after the socialists and the communists.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Right.
So, you know, Mamdani is a democratic socialist, and these fascists are against socialists. All right. Okay. Hitler came up with the National Socialist German Workers' Party, but he liked Mussolini's way of governing better, and that was the rise of Nazism in Germany. So they hated socialism. Listen to this. Both Nazi and fascist movements were anti-communist, anti-socialist. Okay? Can that just go through your head? Stay in your head. Just keep it there. Remember it, please.
Okay.
Work back with this. The power came from appealing to industrialists, landowners, and middle class who feared communists. The Nazi Party, once in power, crushed labor unions.
Yes.
Privatized industries, which, by the way, that's what Trump is doing, buying parts of companies, and formulated its ideology to destroy those on the left. So I don't know. Come on, folks. You know, and I'm talking to the MAGA specifically. We are not fascists. We are not the fascists. It's the fascists are against the left. Okay?
And get it
if
straight.
If we try to fight fascism, which is anti-fascism, which is Antifa, please stop making it sound like we're the terrorists for an entire administration. And they're supposed to be in charge. They're actually convincing you that we're the terrorists, the left. And they're the ones that are doing the best job possible being fascists. All right, there we go.
We got a text here from Matt in Middleton who says, let's not forget that Hitler was inspired by the Jim Crow South. America has always had a Nazi problem. Interesting, Matt.
Well, the Nazis, of course, are supporting Trump.
Yeah. So there you have it.
Yeah. God. Well, you know, Todd, do not bring any more donuts in. I don't care if it's National Donut Day or not.
Well, what's the problem?
My mouth is watering. I'm having a hard time going through this. I can't articulate well.
So you're blaming him?
I'm blaming Todd.
You didn't have to take the donut. You could have left the donut on the counter in the kitchen.
Well, you know, I walk around here and I starve myself at the station. Okay, this is the only place I can't snack all the time. I do it at home all the time.
Right.
So I'm here and I'm not going to eat a damn thing. But then all of a sudden everybody's bringing in donuts and I'm breaking my diet.
I gotta put
more steps in now.
Well, stay away from the kitchen area because they have, you know, they supply some snacks here for everybody. This is the only radio station I've ever worked at where they supply food.
Yeah.
I've never worked at any station.
Big thumbs up.
Look in the cabinets. There's all kinds of snacks.
Yeah, you can get popcorn.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great stuff. All right. Now Marjorie Taylor Greene. She was on The View. Wasn't that wild?
That's crazy.
That was crazy stuff, and a lot of people were talking about it. I do have a clip here. Let's play this clip. It's where she's being grilled in regards to Mike Johnson. Let's listen. This is cut 16.
All right, here we go.
And I watched you on Bill Maher, and I think you've been extremely eloquent in this shutdown in talking about the issue of Obamacare subsidies. I'm a Republican, too. We don't agree on everything, but we both agree we have to extend these subsidies at least for a year because you just can't pull the rug out from under people who are going to see their premiums skyrocket. You talked about your own family, how you'd be impacted, but I imagine many of the 700,000 constituents you represent. So what are you hearing from your constituents on this issue, and how do you see this shutdown ending?
My phone in my office, my district office in Washington, is ringing off the hook every single day. People are beyond outraged and they're terrified, but this has been going on for a long time. Yeah. Democrats voted for the ACA in 2010. It went into effect in 2014. That was the year that we saw our health insurance policy for a family of five go from $800 a month to $2,400 a month. And I'll say this, we also watch health insurance companies drop out of the market, and healthcare costs have risen and risen and risen and risen. But I'm going to pick on Republicans. Republicans never fixed it. And then the ACA tax credits were passed in 2021, and there was a sunset date of the end of this year, and Republicans never made a plan for that. And I have been practically, I yelled at Mike Johnson last week on our GOP conference call. By the way, I'm missing the call today. It's going on right now. And I hope that Mike Johnson is finally giving a single health care policy because the country deserves it, and it shouldn't be a secret. And I shouldn't have to go into a SCIF to go find our Republican health insurance plan.
Maybe there is no plan.
You know what? You want to know something?
What?
That, I believe, is the truth. There's a lot of ideas, there's a lot of bills, but there's no consensus.
Yeah.
And I think that's a failure.
Yeah, it is a big failure.
Wow. All right. Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Yeah, you would have thought that would have been a headline somewhere along the way, but she admitted that they don't have a plan. They have a big stack of plans, but they don't have any specific plan.
All right, we've got some phone calls coming in. We'll get to those right after this. It's John and Gordy on a Thursday morning, WMDX. Stay right here with us.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Come to the age of stupid. Stupid. Welcome to the age of stupid.
WMDX 92.7. John and Gordy in the morning.
It is 6:53, seeing some sunshine this morning, some early morning clouds over State Street, downtown Madison, looking pretty good, but it's chilly out there, 29 degrees currently, highs in the mid-50s today.
I've got, coming up in just a few moments, the secretive organization called the Stonebridge Network, and it's a bunch of oligarchs who are going to take over our country, so stay tuned for that.
Oh, man.
Right now, let's go to the
scary.
Let's go to the phone lines. Dick, what do you got for us today?
Good morning.
Did Marjorie Taylor Greene bump her head? That's the same woman.
Yeah, I know.
And the world's upside down, guys, because now, let's see, the Republicans are talking, they're saying that the reason they took such a bath wasn't on the ticket. I would just like to say to them, had he been on the ticket, he would have taken a worse bath, and if he would have been on the ticket, he would have got pummeled as well a year later from last year. That's what I personally think. And then they got something historical they put in his office. The sign Harry Truman used to have, the buck stops here.
Yeah.
Only it changed it for him. It says the only buck that stops here are the ones that I put in my pocket illegally.
Good. Good one.
Yeah.
I do like that. That should be in gold. All right, Dick, thank you. Let's go to Mark. Mark, what do you got?
Yeah, good morning, guys. I wonder how many billions of dollars we lost because crops rotted in the fields because the labor is not there anymore.
Yeah.
Now, are all these Afrikaners that Trump wants to bring in, are they going to be the ones picking our crops for us? Because that's, they'll be immigrants as well, and that's, what immigrants are expected to do. And they say, well, we're not breeding enough people in this country, what we're supposed to, the women are supposed to start producing labor to be our agriculture.
Well, the oligarchs, get those white South Africans in here and get them out in the fields.
Wow.
Right?
Yeah, I don't know that 7,500 years, 7,500 a year is going to be enough to handle the labor shortage that we have here. I mean, we had, when immigrants came across the border, they came here, picked their crops, and they went back home. And maybe the solution is actually open up more border stations to let these people in legally into this country, have the people that are here, have not committed any crimes, are in this country, even though they came in here illegally, have them undocumented, have them a way to achieve documentation so they can get on the path to what most of our European ancestors that came here came over for economic reasons and escaping poverty, or they were considered the undesirables because of their various religious beliefs when they left, were
right.
forced out of Europe. All these right-wingers that are complaining about this now, I wonder how what brought their ancestors to come to this country. Were they, you know, criminals escaping justice? I mean, that we don't know. I mean, but they talk now like, you know, that they're the God's chosen people. Well, it's my understanding from what Jesus, what I understand of the New Testament, we are all now God's chosen people.
Yeah. That's right. And I think, you know, immigration reform is something that we've been trying to put in place for a long, long time, but the Republicans have been resisting it. Their excuse was always, secure the border first before we talk about immigration reform. Yeah. But it really is a hand-in-hand thing. I mean, you just can't do one and not the other.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that is one great pathway to citizenship, is to come in and work, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the other way, of course, is to stand in line and apply for it, for
Mark,
whatever reason.
Mark, thanks for that call. We've got a text here from Lynn in Golden Valley saying, regarding tariffs, pointless to say American people get a refund. Do you expect Walmart to cut you a check? More likely, there will be some sales and some token price drops than record earnings for most retailers.
Yeah, yeah.
Just before Christmas time.
Yeah, I know, yeah. I know. Mm. And Scott, of course, is still going to love how she digs. That's Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Yeah.
Digs in after the ACA passed. Her plan went up. And, you know, the thing here, you know, with what she is saying about all of this is that that there is a problem with the ACA. And I admitted it. We had CJ on the other day, and I admitted, yes, the costs are definitely skyrocketing. But that's why we're spending so much money, taxpayer dollars, on supporting the ACA, tax credits, all of this, and Medicare and Medicaid. Why not just go to a universal system, make it very easy? A lot of money will be saved. Mm. All of us pay a lot less out of our paychecks. We adjust our income level and our lifestyle based on how much money is taken out in taxes and so on and so forth. Let's go to the phones right now with Joe. Joe, what do you got?
You're talking sense, young man. Stop it.
Yeah, sorry.
We don't like that. You know, it makes us nervous. Mm. You know, we just play politics. The, bouncing off what Mark was saying about immigrants, we had a bill that was all set to go through.
Yep.
Both sides had agreed to it under Biden to change immigration, and Trump didn't want it. He told his Republican pals, get rid of it. I want to run on immigration. So here we are. I would throw into the mix this fact that I just think it's completely obliterated in these discussions. We already have on the books, and have had since Reagan was president, laws that say that employers who knowingly hire illegals are subject to not just fines, but prison time.
Yes.
They're subject, it's on the books now. All we have to do is enforce it. And I'll tell you, if you started bringing in the car wash owner, the a roofer into, and said, you're looking at prison time for hiring illegals, you know, it would change. Things would change. There'd be a bill coming through like a freight train, and they would figure it out.
Right.
But the way it exists now is that you can kick the immigrants to the corner, and then they come back. But if you put the people who hire them in prison, things would change.
Absolutely. Yeah. Then they'd have to have immigration reform.
Good point. Thank you,
all right.
Joe.
Thanks, Joe. Great idea.
It is 6:59. We've got news, weather, sports straight ahead. And when we come back, we'll get into the big stories of the day.
Secretive organization that wants to take over.
Yes. And Jim Santel also in our 7 o'clock hour. It's all coming up on John and Gordy for Thursday, WMDX.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.